I'm going to read Mark chapter 2, verse 3 and 12. Then they came to Jesus, bringing a paralytic who was carried by the four men. And when they could not come near him because of the crowd, they uncovered the roof where he was. So when they had broken through, they let down the bed on which the paralytic was lying. When Jesus saw their face, he said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven you." And some of the scribes was sitting there and reasoning in their heart, "Why does this man speak blasphemy like this? Who can forgive sins but God alone?" But immediately when Jesus perceived in his heart, in his spirit, that they reasoned thus within themselves, he said to them, "Why do you reason about these things in your heart? Which is easier to say, the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven you,' or to say, 'Arise, take up your bed and walk'? But that you may know the Son of Man has a power on earth to forgive sins," he said to the paralytic, "I say to you, arise, take up your bed, and go to your house." Immediately he rose, took up the bed, and went out the presence of them all, so that all were amazed and glorified God, saying, "We never saw anything like this." Amen. Please be seated. John is a junior in high school. He got a driver's license. He was so excited. "Father, I have a driver's license." Father says, "Congratulations." Then problem is he doesn't have any car. "Father, can I drive your car?" "Yes, you can, with a three condition. First one, please read the Bible every single day. And I'm not satisfied with your GPA. Please raise up a little bit. And third one, I don't like your long hair. Please haircut." So 3 months later, he came to Father. And Father said, "I'm very glad you read the Bible every single day. Then I can see your GPA go up. So why don't you haircut?" "Father, I read the Bible. And Noah's family, they were confined 150 days in the ark. No barbershop. They should have a long hair. Your Samson, he has a long hair. Look at the Jesus picture. He got a long hair. I follow biblical way." "Oh, you have a good point. Do you know what? Noah's family never drive. Samson never drive. Even Jesus never drive. They walk. And you'd better walk." So many people, they understand the scripture wrong way. On this episode, and a lot of people, maybe especially many Pentecostal people, they emphasize on healing power. Jesus has healing power. But here we can see law and gospel. I learned from Bethany, law and gospel. I found out here. Okay? So first when you think about, Jesus told three S sentence to the paralytic vertical relationship. Three S. What are they? Maybe you like a three S in modern people. Suppose screen, maybe SNX, whatever. But in the Bible says three S. First word Jesus said to the paralytic person, "Son, take heart. Son, take heart." That means what? "We welcome you. Even though you stop my sermon, even though you damage somebody's house, but still, I welcome you." That means Jesus and God all the time receive us. "Those who are weary and burdened, come to me. I give you a rest." And we, God, all the time welcome. And you see the prodigal son. He wasted all his father's money. And he came back. The father, no condition, welcome him, hug him, kiss him, you know, give him a ring, give him a clothing, and have a feast, party, whatever. But we, son, take care. We welcome you. God and all the time welcome us. Second is, sins are forgiven. So this paralytic person, he never asked him, please forgive me my sin, or he didn't bring any sacrifice for his forgiveness of his sin. He just come. But Jesus took initiative. He declared, your sins are forgiven. You and me, because of you confess, your sins are forgiven? Because you are fasting, your sins are forgiven? No. Because what Jesus has done for us, what he has done? Please remember 4P, okay? 4P. I learned from Steve Peterson. 4P. First P, he lived a perfect life on behalf of us, okay? Second P, he got punished on the cross to get rid of our sin. Third P, he has proven our righteousness by his resurrection. Fourth P, and possess it. So we are spiritually dead. As for you, you are dead in iniquity and transgression. And we are spiritually blind. The man who is not spirit cannot accept things that comes from the Spirit of God. We are spiritually blind, spiritually dead, and we are spiritual enemy of God. As for your simple mind is hostile to God, so we cannot possess it. By the grace of God, you have been saved through the faith. It's not from your works. It's the gift of God. You and me. Gift of God and word of God come to us and create new being inside of us. So our sins are forgiven. Then stand up. So, you know, we don't have to stick to your past mistake or past guilty feeling. We stand up, lean forward. So that's the vertical relationship. 3 S. One more time. And son, take care. Your sins are forgiven. Then stand up. This is a vertical relationship, or so-called is a gospel. Then, horizontal relationship between paralytic person and 4 friends. Then 3C. So modern people, they like 3C. What are they? Computer, cell phone, car. Without 3C, we cannot manage our life. So the another 3C here in this episode. First C, what are they? Christ-centered relationship. So these 4 people, they try to cure him or heal him. Maybe they try to find the best medicine. Maybe try to find the best doctor. They couldn't find it. So they heard about Jesus. They brought paralytic person Jesus. You and me, wherever you go, whomever you meet, a lot of people, they are suffering from spiritual problem. So we have to build up Christ-centered relationship. So we introduce Jesus, shared gospel. Then second C is consistency. A lot of people, they are enemy of God. They don't want to listen to the word of God. So never, never give up. This 4 friends trying to approach the Jesus, but a lot of people, they cannot contact him. They cannot go to them. They never give up. How can we find a way to approach Jesus? Okay, let's go up the roof. Then this third C is a creativity. So go up the roof and make a hole and let the mat down. This is not the common sense. This is a creativity. So when you try to get the people share the gospel, God give us a very creative way. Do you know, I am $20 million guy. Do you know why? I am $20 million guy. Do you know why? Last 12 years, I have sent 250 students from my congregation to the Wells High School. Maybe President Piper, he knows how many students I sent American schools. So they spend at least $80,000 for a year, maybe including college, maybe over $100,000 they spend. So you multiply 250, multiply 80,000, how much come out? Come on, you are very good mathematics. $20 million. Okay, when you call me, I am not $60 million guy. I am a $20 million guy. Okay, this is a creativity. So I lived in 26 years in America. Then I thinking about how can I reach out people. So I know a lot of Korean people. You know, Korea is right now sixth richest country in the world. You know, so they want to send their children to America. So without speaking English, and it's hard for them to get a job. So I know they won't send them to the America. So in the some agency, very expensive. But I recruit people. I talk to them. So whenever they bring their children, have them take a test. It takes 2 hours. So I share the gospel with them. So I reach out over 1,000 people. This is creativity. Okay, so tonight I'm going to make a presentation about Korean missionary, Philippine mission. So please come, okay?